Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona with another Trinity moment proving that the Trinity is biblical and that oneness Pentecostalism or modalism is a lie. Now, one of the arguments that the oneness believers will use to try to prove the Trinity wrong is that they will claim that Jesus and the Holy Spirit are the same person, because they'll point to all of the scriptures that talk about the Holy Spirit indwelling us as believers. And then they'll point to other verses that say things like Christ in you, the hope of glory, or that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. So they'll say, well, if it's the Holy Spirit that's inside of us and that it's Jesus Christ in our hearts, then that must be the same person. So they'll use those to try to prove that Jesus and the Holy Spirit are the same person when they're not. There are three persons that make up God. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one God, but they are three persons. Let me give you a verse to help you understand why their interpretation is false. Here's Philippians chapter 1, verse 7. Paul is speaking to the church at Philippi, and he says, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. So Paul tells the Philippians, I have you in my heart. Does that mean that the Philippians are the Holy Spirit? No. Because of the fact that Paul is not speaking literally here, this is figurative. When he says, I have you in my heart, what he means is, I love you. I think of you. I remember you. That's what he means by, I have you in my heart. He doesn't mean that they're inside literally the blood pumping organ of his body. So when you read the Bible, you have to be able to differentiate between that which is literal and that which is figurative. In the Bible, the one who literally lives inside of us is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost literally indwells the believer. Whereas when the Bible talks about us having God the Father in our hearts or Jesus Christ in our hearts, that is not literal, that is figurative. Even the word heart is not literal, because we're not talking about the blood pumping organ, but we're talking about our core being, seat of emotion, etc. So when the Bible talks about Christ in you and Christ in our hearts, that is not literal. He is not literally inside of us. He is literally seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. But the Holy Ghost is literally indwelling the believer. So you have to be able to differentiate between those two things. And of course, the proof is that Paul told the Philippians, I have you in my heart. So it's pretty obvious that that expression is figurative.